Good morning. Our opening hymn is in the red hymnal. It is hymn number 763. Number 763. Please rise. Gracious God, when all we have left to do is cry out in the midst of the pain, give us hope. When our tears feel like the only way to quench our thirst, remind us of your providing presence. When loneliness seems overwhelming, make your presence known. This world seems so full of destruction and hurt, but you are a God of life and restoration. Mold us into an unwavering people of grace, people of passion, people of love. Amen. Please be seated. Psalm 71. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Rescue me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust. For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust. Upon you I have leaned from my birth. It was you who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you. I have been like a portent to many, but you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all day long. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Do not forsake me when my strength is spent. O God, do not be far from me. Make haste to help me. I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
For spring break this year, our family decided to go again with our church, Trinity Lutheran in Long Lake and Orono, Minnesota, to El Salvador on a Thrivent Habitat for Humanity field trip. This was the third time my husband and daughter Christy had done this. It was the second time my older daughter Amy and I chose to participate. The group was 19 in total. Christy, a sophomore here, invited along three of her Gustavus friends. And so we had the pleasure of having Trina Rinke, Emily Skolkseth, and Lauren Hansen join us for 8 days. It was great fun getting to know them better. I will tell you more about the details of the trip in just a minute, but when we landed at midnight on the last Sunday night of your and my spring break, I got to bed around 1:30 a.m., got up at 6 a.m. the next morning to commute from the cities to St. Peter. I noticed the email from Pastor Brian asking me to speak in chapel this morning. I know you have been traveling and thus had limited access to email, but I wanted to check if you may indeed be available to preach in chapel on Tuesday, April 11th. In my drowsiness, I thought, oh dear, I'm so tired and my body hurts. Really? And then I read the primary text for today that Brian had, of course, included, smart on his part, which he just read this morning from Psalm 71, verses 1 through 14. And when I read the first three lines, I just knew I had to speak this morning about all that we had experienced and learned in El Salvador. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. These three verses grabbed me especially after working alongside an El Salvadoran family who helped us build this house and will live there permanently around the end of May. These three verses also grabbed me after interviewing 15 women there during my two trips in 2014 and 2017 and hearing their personal stories. So in the next few minutes, I will share a short summary of the history of El Salvador, including their devastating civil war. Second, I will explain what our purpose was of going there and the work we accomplished during this Habitat Build trip. And finally, I will tell you what I learned as a result from these people, especially relative to their resilience, their survival, and their hope for the future. El Salvador was founded in 1821 by explorers from Spain. For many years, it was a country in Central America known for its agriculture, with corn and coffee as its main products and exports. Traditionally, it has been a very poor country on the GDP scale, and it is primarily Catholic, with a very machismo style culture. The men historically wielded most of the power in the homes where the women worked, raised the children, had limited access to birth control and health care, and very few people were educated, average third grade education. In 1980, a civil war broke out between the government and the guerrillas that lasted 12 bloody years. On one side, the government was backed by the military and the United States, who provided millions of dollars, guns, and training for the military leaders. This right-wing side, Alianza Republicana Nacional, was better known as ARENA. The left-wing side was five guerrilla organizations who formed a united movement, Frente Farabundo Martí para la Liberación Nacional, FMLN, often called Frente for short. These were primarily campesinos who were rural farmer fighters, angry at the government for the inability to own land, make money, gain an education, or access to health care. Cuba and Nicaragua primarily funded their efforts. This was a very brutal war. 75,000 people were killed. 500,000 fled the country as refugees for survival, mainly for the Los Angeles area, where they soon found themselves unable to speak the language here, get work, or survive economically. Many turned to becoming gang members. After the war, the U.S. deported many of these people, and they went back to El Salvador in 1992 and found themselves in a double bind. The country was so devastated, they could not find work, did not have homes, and could not make an income there either. They recreated gangs in San Salvador, especially, with the two main gangs named MS-13 and Barrio 18, named for streets back in L.A. Today, sadly, El Salvador has the reputation as being one of the most violent countries in the world, and it is the number one country in the world for women getting murdered. So, why would a group of 19 Americans from Minnesota want to go there for spring break in 2017? To help build houses for families who are still trying to get back on their feet after the war. We worked in Santa Ana, called Santana by the locals. Rosalita, a woman about my age, has 8 children, and they are all over 18 now. 3 of her adult kids are still living with her in her very small home. She smartly and successfully applied for her daughter, Carla, to get a Habitat house across the street. Carla is a 32-year-old single woman who is actually a policewoman in El Salvador. We learned that there were never any women police before the Civil War, but during the war, the women had to step up. The men and boys, as young as 11 or 12, were forced to fight for one side or the other. The women were left to fend for themselves and find a way to feed their children. They also had to fight themselves. I learned from my 15 interviews with the women there that they were exceptionally good at building explosives. They have small hands with fine motor skills that can build the devices better, and they were also excellent snipers because they can hold their breath longer, which meant they were more accurate shooters. I'd never heard that before. These women did what they had to do to help to keep themselves and their families alive. And so this leads me to my final point this morning, which is what I learned and gained from these courageous people, beautiful people in El Salvador. They are incredibly resourceful, faith-filled, and despite their circumstances, choose to be happy. For resourcefulness, during the war, they would hide in holes in the ground, cover themselves up with branches so that no one would find them and shoot them, or worse, cut them up with machetes. They would travel great distances, often with small children on their backs, to run from the shooting to the mountains to hide and live outside for months at a time. All the while, these people talked about how God protected them and saved them. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. One woman in particular, Gladys, told me that the military pounded on her family's door in the middle of the night and took her 16-year-old brother. When they got up in the morning, they found him dead in the ditch, not far from their home. Gladys told me the only way she could survive that was to just keep praying to God as her Savior. She has coped and stayed resilient since then, and today she is a lay leader in the Cristo Rey Lutheran Church, where Thrivent Financial, based in Minneapolis, and my own congregation have donated time, money, and sweat equity to build a very simple, yet the most beautiful new Lutheran church in El Salvador. Gladys told me she looks to God each morning when she gets up to help her, as he is her rock and her fortress. The family that we built the house for thanked us over and over for coming down there to help them. They gave the glory to God each chance they could. Their hugs and their smiles said it all. At this stage in my life, I have really learned and realized that it's not about money, fame, or accomplishments that gives me satisfaction or meaning in life. It is about serving. It is about serving my neighbors here at Gustavus, if I can. It's about serving my community where I live, and it's about serving my neighbors abroad. The good news is that our group of 19 never once felt threatened. The violence is still there, but it is dropping more each year. We can see the people are claiming their country back again. Google has built call centers there. I didn't know that. And people are getting access to better jobs and pay. Women are running for office and getting more educated. Access to health care is improving. The people of El Salvador reminded me to always take refuge in God. They taught me to persevere even more and cling to hope in our Lord, no matter what is ahead. Whether they had bullets flying at them, no food or clean water, and even family members getting murdered, they kept on going one day at a time. They kept looking to God to comfort, rescue, and save them, and he did. So even if your and my challenges don't seem as life-threatening or ominous here on a daily basis, we all still struggle with problems that are very real. For God truly is there to rescue you and me, and deliver you and me, and to save you and me. He is our rock and our fortress. Thanks be to God. Amen.
We'll sing hymn number 793. I invite you to stand. Hymn 793.
Thank you.
us pray. Gracious God, may we find refuge in you. Help us to be your refuge in and through one another. This day and always we pray. Amen. Go in peace to love and to serve. Thanks be to God.